Y'all doing? Is everybody as excited as I am?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. How many people heard the apostolic messages today? Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. You talking about wonderful, 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 wonderful. Apostle said God is ready. That's what he said on the message. God is ready. So the question is, are we ready? Amen. I was sitting over there a few minutes ago and I started thinking about it. I said, you know, are we ready? And, you know, as a little kid, we played that little game, ready or not, here I come. You know, so, I mean, we want to be ready because, number one, we don't want to be left out. Nobody wants to be left out. The key is going to be expectation. Are you expecting? Like when you come to these classes, are you expecting or is it just a routine? Amen. Don't let it be a routine. Come expecting. Start putting into practice what Apostle and all the other instructors are teaching. Don't just sit there and take notes for a test. Say, I am going to put this in practice. This is a class on prayer. Has your prayer life changed since you've been taking this class? Are you putting any of the things into practice that you've been hearing? Have you seen any results?
Yes.
Amen. Yes. I mean, that's the test. That's going to be the test of it. You know, are we seeing results? Are we getting the results we want? A lot of times we're not quite there, but we're not where we were.
Right.
And so that's the main thing. You know, we're not where we were. Amen. There is a scripture. Okay, two things I want to put you in remembrance. We have shared about purpose and praying and asking God concerning your purpose. Remember, even when I told y'all about the book, you know, The Courts of Heaven, and I explained that, you know, the author explained that before we were even born, God began to write things down in our personal book about our purpose. Now, one of the things that Apostle clarified, and it was so good, you know, your purpose is not going to just drop on you, okay? You have to discover it. And you're going to discover it by spending time in prayer, by spending time in the Word, reading the Word, meditating the Word, and then asking the Holy Ghost to reveal to you your purpose. Amen? Your God, let me change that, your God-ordained purpose. Amen. We got a lot of purposes, but your God-ordained purpose. Amen. So continue to pray about that. Continue to pray about that. And, you know, it's not going to be a once and for all thing. He does it little bit by little bit by little bit. Amen. And we have to just tell him, thank you. just thank you. And then that was the second thing I wanted y'all to pray about. What else did I tell y'all about besides purpose? It was something else. It'll come back. Okay. But the thing right now, there's a scripture that's really, really been on me for this class. And we're going to pray this scripture tonight. Amen. Turn in your Bibles, Isaiah chapter 50. Or either get your iPhones or Androids, whatever you got. Get them out. Isaiah 50. And we're going to be looking at some scriptures tonight that are not necessarily in your book, so you might want to keep your Bible and your phones handy. Y'all got it? Online students, you got it? Isaiah 50. We're going to read verses 4 and 5. Isaiah 50, verses 4 and 5. Ready? Let's read. The Lord God hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. He wakeneth morning by morning. He wakeneth mine ear to hear as the learned. The Lord opened mine ear, and I was not rebellious, neither turned away back. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So before you can speak a word, you got to hear a word. Amen. Amen. So let's stand up. Online students, we're going to pray and we're going to thank God for giving us the tongue of the learned. And not only that, the ear of the learned, especially right now, because we want to be able to hear in the spirit. Amen. So, Father, we just thank you and we praise you, Lord God. Hallelujah. For giving us, Lord God, the tongue of the learned, Lord God, and the ear of the learned, Lord God. Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, we ask you right now to help us to pray concerning receiving the tongue of the learned and the ear of the learned in this season. We thank you for it. Oh my. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. You're here in the spirit, Lord. Glory to God. Lord God. Lord God. Every student, Lord. You hear. The ear, Lord God, of the learned. Glory to God. Glory to God. When you speak to us, Lord. We'll hear the Lord. Glory to God, the still small voice, Lord. We'll hear it. Glory to God. You're here, Lord God, and we'll obey. Glory, glory, glory. We'll speak. Glory to God. We'll speak as the learned. Glory, glory. Thank you, Lord. No rebellion, Lord. Glory to God. We'll not turn back, Lord. Lord. Glory to God. We'll go forward. Hallelujah. Thank you for it, Lord God. And we'll give you the glory. Hallelujah. We'll give you the honor. Hallelujah. We'll give you the praise. Glory, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you for that, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord God. Lord God. Yes, Lord God. Glory to God. The tongue of the learned. Hallelujah. The ear of the learned. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, I got the second thing. I got it. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 through 16. In your private time, continue to pray. And remember what we're praying for? Unity and maturity. Remember that. Unity, not only for the body of Christ, but unity also for the fivefold ministry. And maturity. Amen. Fivefold ministry and in the body of Christ and in us. Hallelujah. And in us. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. We're going to go on to chapter 2 in book 2. And believe it or not, our author is still talking about prayer and faith. Remember, prayer and faith. When we got over into book 1, that was our focus. We were talking about prayer and faith, and that if you're going to talk about prayer, you got to talk about faith. Amen? Amen. So he's going on in chapter 2, And the title of that chapter is Prayer That Get Results. He's gonna share with us some wonderful things, wonderful things. Turn in your Bibles to Mark 11, 22 through 24. And just be ready to read. But, you know, at least you'll already be there. Mark 11, 22 through 24. Anytime you talk about faith, these are scriptures that you need to know. Amen? Amen. Amen. The author, Mr. Bounds, he says that genuine, authentic faith must be definite and free of doubt. You understand what I mean by definite? Specific. Think of specific. Must be definite and free of doubt. It is faith that believes that the thing he says shall come to pass. As faith is specific, so the answer will also be definite. He shall have whatsoever he saith. Let's look at Mark 11, 22 through 24. I have it marked. All right, surely did. Okay, let's read. And Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. Okay, wait, hold on. And we know that that means have the God kind of faith. Remember that? Have the faith of God. But when he says have faith in God, that's what he's talking about. And we have it. Amen? Okay, 23. For verily, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. Amen? So we see the God kind of faith. This is the way that the God kind of faith operates. First of all, it says, right? That's what we saw in verse 23. And then when the God kind of faith prays, it believes. It believes before it even prays. Amen? And what is it that it's believing? It's believing the word of God. It's believing what God has already said. Amen? Faith and prayer select the things. And God pledges himself to do the very things that faith and persistent prayer name and ask him to accomplish. Isn't that something? So you see the two, faith and prayer. Your faith and your prayer. You decide what it is that you're going to ask God for. It's always going to be in line with God's word. You're not going to ask God for anything that is outside of his word. Amen? Amen. So those are the things that we ask for. And when we ask, in faith, God has pledged himself, you know, that whatever it is that you're asking for, I'm going to give it to you. Amen. We saw over in Mark 11, 24, the author said it might be translated, all things whatsoever you pray and ask for, believe, that's the faith, see, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Perfect faith always has in its keeping what perfect prayer asks for. So perfect faith and perfect prayer. Amen? Our major concern, believe it or not, is not so much what we're asking for. It has to be our faith. Remember we talked about that in the beginning? It has to be our faith. You know, we're always looking at the thing that we're asking for. But it's got to be our faith. He says our major concern is our faith, the problem of its growth and the actions of its strong development. We're talking about a faith that holds on to the very things it asks for without wavering, without doubt, without fear. This is the faith that we all need. Amen? Amen. No wavering, no doubt. Faith should be a definite, specific asking for, and then there's that word again, expecting the things for which we ask. I mean, how many times do we really expect when we're praying? You know, I think a lot of times we just, well, I'm praying. You know, I'm praying. But are you expecting? Are you believing? Well, we're going to get to some questions. Mr. Brown asked some, he asked us some hard questions in this chapter. But you got to have expectation. Because if you're not expecting, then are you really in faith? And are you really praying? Amen? Faith and prayer, like I said, select the subjects to be prayed for, thus determining what God is to do. Christ is ready. Look, there's that word again. Apostle said God is ready. Mr. Bond says Christ is ready. Amen. He is ready to supply exactly and fully all the demands of faith and prayer. If the order, it just sounds like McDonald's, huh? If the order to God is clear, you know, not I think I want a Big Mac, but you could give me a quarter pounder. No, you gotta be clear. If the order is clear, if it's specific and definite, God will fill it exactly in agreement with the terms put forth before Him. I think that might be some of our problem too. You know, we go to God, and sometimes we don't even know what we want ourselves. You know, we start, you know, saying maybe a scripture, you know, maybe could be a scripture. And we just, yeah, Lord, thank you, Lord. And then, you know, but you're not definite about it. You know, in these lessons on faith and prayer, we hopefully are learning how important it is to pray in faith. When you pray, pray believing. Believing that God hears you, amen, and that He's going to answer you. I mean, you know, you got to believe that when you pray in order for your prayer to be effective and for you, as the author says, to get results. But we've been, my grandma used the word wishy-washy in our prayer. You know, we believe 1 minute and then the next minute, well, maybe that's not it. You know, I can remember, you know, years ago, the car that I'm driving now, I kept a picture of that car for 12 years. I want y'all to know, 12 years. And it wasn't until I found the picture and threw it away that I got the car. I mean, that was just amazing. But, you know, I was wishy-washy. I mean, I don't know if I want to pay that much for no car, you know, you know, going back and forth and back. But my heart's desire was for that car. And it was unbelievable how I got that car and how I paid for that car. And, you know, it just happened. And you talking about sweatless, it was in God's plan. God wanted me to have that. He saw the desire of my heart and He gave it to me. It was just unbelievable, because I tell everybody, I say, the only thing I did was just sign the papers. My son did all the leg work, and, you know, he did all the dickering, and it just fell in my lap. Amen? But I give God all the glory and all the praise for it, because I know it was Him. That's the other thing, and we're going to get to it. I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself. You know, God, Mr. Bond says, we have to always remember, oof, I'm getting full. We got to always remember, it's God. Yeah. God is our objective. You know, we have to go after Him. We have to seek Him. And then He says, all these things will be added unto you. And what has happened to us, we have been seeking the things. Amen? We have not been seeking God. We have to always keep Him uppermost in our mind, always thanking Him, always knowing it's Him who said, I can have this. He said, I can have this, you know, and that Jesus died for me to have this. You know, so these are the things, and we're going to get to it a little bit in this lesson, but keep Him first place. Keep Him first place. Keep Him uppermost in your mind. I don't care what it is that you're praying about, what it is that you believe in God for. Always know God got it. You know, He said I can have it. And so I'm getting with Him. And what happens is when you get with him, then he tell you how to receive it. You know, when you believe in for healing, you know, years ago, Apostle taught us about when the enemy attacks, God always he already has a pathway to your healing. Always. All you got to do, get with God. Okay, how do you want me to do this? What do you want me to do? Do you want me to take this medicine or not take the medicine? Do you want me to have this surgery or not have the surgery? These are the kind of things, and God will reveal those things. It's no set way. Thank God for testimonies. Thank God for testimonies, because testimonies tell us it can be done. If he did it for them, he'll do it for me. But the way he's going to do it, amen, is up to him. He can do it however he want to do. And then all you have to do is get with him and ask him in prayer, in faith, show me the pathway. Amen. Your prosperity, show me the pathway. Amen. That's all. That's all we got to do. Just like we said, our purpose, you know, just ask him to reveal it to us. And he's going to begin to reveal it little bit, little bit, little bit, little bit. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me see if I can get back on track here. All right. Mr. Bounds points out that faith is not an abstract belief. And we've touched on this a little bit. Remember I told you about Ms. Newsom and head faith and heart faith? Remember that? Okay, so we touched on that. He said faith is not an abstract belief in the Word of God or a mere, he uses the word, mental belief. And that's what I call head faith, remember? Or mental assent. He said, it's not that. He says, it is not a simple agreement of the understanding and will or a passive belief in facts. You know, that can be facts, but that's not faith. Amen? No matter how sacred or how thorough the facts might be. Remember this. Faith is an operation of God. It's a God thing. Amen? Faith is an operation of God, a divine illumination, a holy energy, oh my God, planted by the Word of God and the Spirit. Now, he says in the human soul, but you know, we're talking about the human spirit, born again, recreated human spirit, amen? It is a spiritual divine principle that takes from, I mean, Mr. Bound, he nailed it on this paragraph. Excuse me. That takes from the supernatural and make it an understandable thing by the faculties of time and sense. Amen?
Amen.
Faith, just remember, it's an operation of God. It's not just me. It's not positive thinking.
Right.
That's not faith. It is not positive thinking. Has nothing to do with the senses at all. Amen? It's all between God and your born-again, recreated human spirit. It's supernatural. Amen? He calls it energy, a holy energy. Amen. Faith deals with, and then he goes down the line. He says, faith deals with God, and it is always, I'll put the word always in there, conscious of God. Faith is always conscious of God. He said, then faith deals with the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
See, because it's all of this is available through him. Amen.
Amen.
He says, and sees Christ as Savior. Faith also deals with God's word.
Yes.
And lays hold of the truth. So we got God. Mm-hmm. We got Jesus. Mm-hmm. We got the word. And then he says, faith deals with the Spirit of God. And is energized and inspired by, and he said it's, but you know I said his, amen, by his holy fire, amen. That's what faith is. It's energized and inspired by the holy fire of the Holy Ghost, amen. God, as I said a few minutes ago, is the great objective of faith. God is. For faith rests its whole weight on God's word. And I had a little note in the margin here, what God has said or what God has spoken. That's what he's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
See, because sometimes, you know, God will speak to you.
Yeah.
Amen. It's not just what's written in the Bible. He will say some things to you. And so you have to take that as this is coming from God for me and hold on to it. Thank him for it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So, you know, that's your the whole faith, your whole faith at that moment is going to rest in the weight of what God has spoken to you. Faith is not an aimless act of the soul, but a looking to God and resting on his promises. Faith is not believing anything, but it is believing God. It's believing God, resting in God, and trusting God's word. Amen. Now, Mr. Bounds, he points out, he says, faith gives birth to prayer. Faith gives birth to prayer. This is going to be good, too. It grows stronger, strikes deeper, and rises higher in the struggles and wrestling of mighty petitioning. You know, he's real big on this wrestling and the petitioning. I've noticed that a couple of times. Over in Hebrews 11:1, and we all know it, we're very, very familiar with that. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, remember? The evidence of things not seen. Well, Mr. Brown says, faith is the substance of things hoped for. Oh, y'all get ready now. The confidence and reality of the inheritance of the saints. The confidence, that's what faith is. It's the confidence and reality of the inheritance of the saints. Faith is humble, but it's persistent. It is the one great condition of prayer. The lack of faith lies at the root of all of our poor, feeble, little, unanswered praying. Amen. Amen. The lack of faith. Didn't I tell y'all that? You know, but you know, and we're going to find out that faith can grow. I think sometimes we have little faith. Well, we all, first of all, and he says lack of faith. We all got faith. Everybody got faith. Romans chapter 12, verse 3. God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. So it's in there. That's how you got saved. I mean, if you didn't have faith, you wouldn't have got saved. Okay? So we all have faith. We have the measure of faith. It is up to us to cultivate what we have so that it can grow from the like a mustard seed, the measure, you know, to great faith, exceeding faith, you know. And we're going to see how that happens. You know, he tells us that much. Amen. So the main thing is you have faith, and you got to know that. You got to know that when you pray, I already have faith. And that as I began to pray and petition God, and I began to see God answering my prayers, then my faith is going to begin to grow. Amen. It's going to become strong. It's going to become, they use the word stalwart. it's not going to be easily moved. You're going to have to take some pressure to move it. Amen. So that's what we all want. That's what we're all striving for. That's what we believe in for. Amen. But anyway, he says lack of faith. I'll go along with what he's saying, but you know what he's meaning. You got the measure. Okay. Amen. But sometimes the other thing is we try to believe God for these great big things when we haven't exercised our faith in the little bitty things. You know, if you haven't believed God to heal a headache, how are you going to believe him to heal cancer? Come on now. You know, because, you know, in our mind, in a human mind, you know, cancer is this big, big, bad thing. I mean, but you've never taken the opportunity to believe God to heal your headache. Amen. I'll never forget, you know, Apostle, and we laugh about this now as members of the church, he'll always say, start somewhere, start small, believe for a parking place. And, you know, when we start praying for a parking place on the way to the mall and we get one, oh, man, we're so excited. We are so excited. because we used our faith to get that parking place. I mean, the people pulling out just as you get there, you know, just something saying, but you always got to say, look a God, you know, you always have to say that. Look of God, you know, and now the people who riding with you, they're going to say, oh, them people was going to leave. Well, I don't, maybe they were, but I asked God for the closed parking space, and there it was. And what you're doing, you're starting small, and you're building your faith, and you're building your faith. You know, the next time you might ask, I don't know. I'm trying to think of something else that's in between something real, real big and the parking space. But anyway, you know what I'm talking about. You know, you want to keep. Don't just do one time for the parking space. You know, every time. You know, sometimes I'm almost to the mall. And I say, oh, my God, I didn't ask for the closed parking space. Well, you know, my granddaughter say, well, you don't need to be that close because you need to exercise, you know. I say, yeah, but I don't want to walk that far, you know. I don't mind walking, but I don't want to walk too far. Amen? But anyway, so this is how the main thing is, this is how we build it. You already got it. You already got the measure. Yep. Amen. But then this is how you begin to build it. The nature and meaning of faith is proven more in what it does, what faith does, than by any definition it is given. We say, that's what I have in parentheses here, faith is acting on the word of God. Amen. Yeah. It's more by what faith does than by any definition that we give it. Over in Hebrews chapter 11, it gives us, and I call it the honor roll of faith, you know, by faith. You know, it talks about all of these people, what they did by faith, by faith, by faith, by faith. Mr. Bounds says, these all obtained a good report through faith. Amen? Because, you know, it's everything that they said. They said that they were able to accomplish all of this in Hebrews 11 through faith. The church does not need the intellectually great. We don't need no more Einsteins. Amen? Right. And then he goes on, he gives us some others that we don't need. He says, above everybody and everything else, the church and the whole wide world of humanity, we need men and women. Amen, Mr. Bounds. He don't talk too much about women, but I usually put it in parentheses in my little outline here. The church and the whole wide world of humanity need men and women of faith and mighty prayer. Men and women like the heroes of faith in Hebrews 11 who obtained a good report through faith. Many today receive a good report because of their monetary donations. Bill Gates. Amen. You know, when we think about people who give, I mean, he does. He gives to charities, and because of that, he gets a good report. Yeah. Amen. Because of their donations and their great mental gifts, and I have in parentheses, I got a lot of parentheses in this, athletic gifts, you know, all our basketball players, all of our football players, they get all these good reports, all this notoriety. But there are few people who obtain a good report because of their great faith in God or because of the wonderful things that come about through their great praying. Great faith and great prayer are the two chief virtues that make men great in the eyes of God. Amen. God is not concerned about... let me see. What's the guy's name was? The Super Bowl guy. Brady? What's his name? Yeah. You know, he's not, God is not, that's good. You know, I'm happy for him. You know, I really am. But that's not what God looks at. Amen? That's all here in this world. God is only concerned about your faith and your prayer. Amen? That's what he's looking at. And what are you able to accomplish through your faith and your prayer? He says, these great men, they create, men and women of great faith and great prayer, they create conditions of real spiritual success in the life and work of the church. Amen. We want to be on the lookout all the time for doubt and fear. Doubt and fear. They are the twin enemies of faith, according to Mr. Bounds. And I agree with him there. Amen. Doubt and fear. Sometimes doubt and fear actually take the place of faith. And although we pray, see, we're praying, but there's doubt and there's fear. Although we pray, it is a restless, disquieted, uneasy, complaining prayer that we offer. Do you think it's going to get answered? No. Amen. How many of y'all ever prayed any complaining prayers? I mean, don't answer me. I mean, just think about it. You know, you're getting down there and you're telling the Lord everything that is wrong and what they're doing and how it's not fair and how it's not right. That's not, Apostle said it, I think it was last week, pray to answer. Stop complaining about the problem. Pray to answer. And the answer is going to be in the Word of God. Amen? In the Word of God. Let's see, we're talking about the doubt and the fear and the rest. Look, restless, disquieted, uneasy, complaining prayer that we offer. He said, Peter allowed the waves to break over him and swamp the power of his faith. You know, he says, that you bid me come, remember? Yeah. And by faith, Peter began to walk on the water. Yeah. By faith. And then he took his eyes off the Lord. And looking at the water around him, he began to sink and cry, Lord, save me. Amen? Amen. And that's found in Matthew 14, verses 28-23. So don't be praying no restless, disquieted, uneasy, complaining prayers. No more. We're not going to pray them no more. We're gonna pray joyous, confident, bold prayers. Thank you that you hear Jesus say, thank you that you hear me always. Amen. So we can say that. This is the confidence we have in him. If we ask anything according to his will, he hear us. And if we know he hear us, we know we have the petitions that we've desired of him. 1 John chapter 5, verses 14 and 15. That's where it's found. Amen? Amen. Amen. So that's the kind of prayers that we're gonna be praying. Amen. Amen. All right, I think I'm gonna stop here. Well, he does say, our eyes should be taken off ourselves. Stop looking at yourself. They should be removed from our own weakness. Stop talking about, I can't pray like brother so-and-so or sister so-and-so. God hear you too. Amen? Amen. Just like he hear them. They should be removed from our own weakness and allowed to rest totally on God's strength. In Hebrews 10:35, it says, cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. A simple, confiding faith, living day by day, will drive fear away. A faith that casts its burdens on the Lord each hour of the day will drive away misgiving and deliver from doubt. Amen? Amen. So that's how you can take care of your fear, by cast not away your confidence, keep your confidence in God, knowing that he's going to reward you. Amen? Amen. Amen. And then cast all your burdens on the Lord every day. Don't worry about I made a mistake yesterday. God is bigger than any mistake that we could ever make. He's seen them all. Amen. And he will forgive us of all of them. And then he don't even remember them. That's you around here going on and on and on. But I messed up yesterday and the day before and the day before that. Oh, God. God is greater than all of that. Amen? Amen. So just we're going to be praying bold, confident prayers in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right. Y'all have a good evening.